Create Annual Commemoration Day for Climate Crisis Victims, Green Agenda Bigwig. By Peter Catalon, July 17, 2022. The European Union czar in charge of the bloc's 2050 net zero push has called to implement a national commemoration day for those allegedly killed by the climate crisis. Frans Timmermans, the EU bigwig in charge of the bloc's Green Deal and climate law programs, both of which aim to force the bloc to be climate neutral by 2050, has called on the Union to create a day of commemoration for those allegedly killed by the climate crisis. Despite the EU's energy policy having already resulted in the continent experiencing a massive gas crisis, the Union has continued to push for hardline green agenda policies, despite some saying that the new measures will cause poverty for generations. According to a report by Politico, Timmermans wants the EU to set aside one day of the year to commemorate people who have been allegedly harmed by climate change. It is clear, these erratic weather patterns are a consequence of the climate crisis, the EU Green Czar claimed. And I think it's time we paid a bit more attention to those victims. And I think it would be a good idea to have at least one day in the year in Europe, where we commemorate the victims of these horrible weather patterns caused by the climate crisis, he went on to say. Timmermans suggested the anniversary of deadly flooding which occurred in Belgium and Germany last year, with the czar mentioning that the daughter of another senior EU official was killed during the natural disaster. The call for a national day of commemoration comes as the EU considers the future possibility of rationing the use of gas across the bloc in a desperate attempt at curbing usage of the now scarce hydrocarbon. This scarcity is largely the result of the continent's over-reliance on imported Russian gas, the supply of which is now regularly being cut off by Moscow for individual member states of the bloc in an apparent response to sanctions. According to a report by Die Welt, these possible restrictions will likely include a ban on commercial and public buildings from heating their premises over 19 degrees Celsius, or around 66 degrees Fahrenheit, over the winter months, while members of the public will also be encouraged to turn down their thermostats. Despite the consequences of the bloc making itself overly reliant on fuel sourced from abroad, the Union has shown no sign of changing its approach to energy, and continues to chase down its green agenda goals of net zero by 2050. Such legislation, including the controversial Fit for 55 measures, which aim at dramatically reducing the bloc's carbon emissions, has garnered much condemnation, with opponents claiming that the green push will only end up rendering the Union weaker. By passing the Fit for 55 legislation, the European Parliament has condemned the European Union to have no future and its citizens to poverty for generations to come, Christian Terz MEP previously told Breitbart Europe. People will be left with less jobs, less opportunities and will barely make ends meet from one month to another. He continued, emphasizing that many in the bloc were already suffering as a result of the utopian dreams of Eurocrats. How Europe aims to alleviate these issues ultimately remains to be seen, though the bloc has taken efforts to reduce the suffering of its own civil servants who are suffering mentally as a result of their climate change ideology. With many mandarins reportedly under stress at the idea that the planet is being harmed, the EU has rolled out a mindfulness program that includes walks in the Belgian woods, where participants are asked to try and feel empathy for the trees and woodland creatures, in the hopes of calming nerves. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.